This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had taken control of 74 settlements in Russia's southern Kursk region as its major cross-border incursion continued to advance. Ukraine's army chief, Oleksandr Syrsky, briefing President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Kyiv's military had seized 40 square kilometers of new territory over the past 24 hours, a day after claiming Ukraine held 1,000 square kilometers. Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into the western region of Kursk last week. Cracks are widening in a public dispute between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. AP correspondent Julia Frankel said on Tuesday the latest spat shows growing discontent with Netanyahu's handling of the war at a sensitive time.
People are here bracing for a potential retaliatory strike by Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon for the assassination of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And the rift also comes as talks are set to convene on Thursday for another attempt to broker a ceasefire.
AP correspondent Julia Frankel. Israeli media reported on Monday Defense Minister Yoav Gallant condemned Netanyahu's quote-unquote nonsense about total victory. That's a phrase the prime minister has repeated during the 10-month-old war in Gaza. A U.S. State Department official said on Tuesday Qatar will seek to convince Hamas terrorists to participate in Thursday's peace talks over the war in Gaza. Hamas has so far declined to agree to take part in ceasefire negotiations, which take place and amid fears that tensions between Israel and Iran could escalate. This is V.